I was talking with chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Norm Voiles, and during the conversation, he obviously extolled the benefits of beef. So I turned up the heat a little bit. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Okay, now it's going to get dicey. Can you speak on the anti-beef agenda? Guys like Bill Gates, fake meat, and all that sort of stuff.
Well, this will be, again, taken from some consumer research studies that are one of our contractors, actually the U.S. Cattlemen's Association through K-State, a subcontractor for them, and Dr. Glenn Tonzer there, has done some research to get a handle on what consumers' preferences are as far as alternative proteins, I'll call them, and this being plant-based protein or other based proteins that are not from a live animal. We're actually seeing that when folks are buying those alternative proteins, there's already some animal protein in the cart. So they're not exclusively buying these alternative proteins. Also, it's really interesting to see how much more often folks that consider themselves regular meat consumers, they'll consume or purchase meat over 11 times more often than they will these alternative proteins. So from that aspect, it's not being well received yet by consumers. We're talking about the quote-unquote health benefits or environmental benefits of alternative proteins. The facts do not bear that out.
That would have been my take even without any research. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.